she was in it for a while,
Okay, let's get back underway. Okay, things get exciting. We've got some major verses coming up. The Yamraj tells his men Yamraj tells his men Dharmam tu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Major quotation. Prabhupada usually quotes this, just the first line. It means yeah, that real religious principles are established by personality of Godhead. Prabhupada said, like, you can't stay home and make your own laws. The government makes the laws. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead establishes what dharma is. And Prabhupada comments that, is it here? Yeah, that there are those who are very fond of rituals and all sorts of ritualistic ceremonies that are not really transcendental, but are just meant to keep law and order, keep things in proper running shape. But real religion is what's given by the Lord. And finally, the Lord says, Sarva Dharman Paritya Mam Ekam Sharanam Bhaja. And that's the real principle that one should follow. Then, text 20 and 21, we get to find out who the Mahajans are. We hear that there are 12 Mahajans. And here's where they're listed. Swayambhur Narada Sambhu Kumara Kopila Manu Prahlada Janaka Bhishma Balir Vyasaki Vayam. These are the 12 Mahajans.
Do they count the four Kumaras as one?
Yeah, they're counted as one. Yeah, Kumara. Four Kumaras are counted as one. Anything? Yes?
I was wondering, why are you saying Vayam? Actually, we say, like, you know, Yamraj is the one who is being counted as the Mahajana. He is giving, this is a plural number. Why are we?
Yeah, well, not because it's third person, because we is still first person, but it's why first person plural rather than first person singular. As far as I could understand, it's what's called in English the royal we. Queen Victoria was has famously been quoted, we are not amused. Somebody came off with something that she didn't appreciate. We are not amused. We means me. Prabhupada uses the royal we a lot, actually. So we have started this Krishna consciousness movement in the way it means him. So it's a common thing, actually, in English to use plural with a singular import. Nothing like addressing someone else with we, because we is first person. First person means it's you, not him. In Hindi there's respectful, you know, there's tu and there's ab and there's all of that, tum and ab. But here it's not that. It appears to be like royal first. Royal singular, the royal we. We means me. Yeah. I'm thinking. There's something else too that's like that. Yeah, isn't it in Hindi verbs you'll use a sometimes plural in first person?
Yes.
Dekenge.
We also use a royal we, like hum.
You can use, in Hindi you have it, you can use third person, you can use first person plural when it means just yourself. Right? Hum. So, right, that's, okay, you've got it. You've clued me into it. So it's like that. In Hindi you have it, where you're using plural, but it really means singular. So that it definitely no one else but Yamaraj here. Yes?
I have a question, why these particular 12? Somebody asked me, what's the criteria for Mahajan? Why these particular 12?
Well, I don't know, you know, how you met, what it is to get on the A-list. We know we can see the great qualities that they all have, but why somebody else, you know, although there's an incident, I think I've told this before, where Prabhupada was reciting this verse to Upendra and saying to Upendra, so there are 12 Mahajans, Narad, Swayambhu, Lord Brahma, Narada, Shambhu, Lord Shiva, Praladaka, Prahlad, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Kumara, Kopila, Manu, Prahlad, Janaka, Bhishma, then Bali, Sukadeva Goswami, and Yamaraj. In this way, 12 Mahajans. And Upendra said, and you're the 13th, Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said, and you're the 14th. Mahajana yena gatasa panta. One should follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans. And Prabhupada discusses also the disciplic succession from the Mahajans, the four sampradayas, Lakshmi sampradaya, Kumara sampradaya, the Brahma sampradaya, and the Rudra sampradaya. Sampradaya vihina ye mantraste nishpala mataha. If you don't get your mantra from one of the sampradayas, your mantra is useless. It's not going to do anything. One has to come in the sampradaya system. Any other points on this?
I'm just wondering in Vrindavan when they have so many, I mean, there's also, they don't fall within those four categories like the those who worship.
Now, I don't know how all of these, generally we find that they do trace to one of the four sampradayas, but I don't know all the ins and outs of the Vrindavan paramparas, but they're supposed to trace back. Some of them trace back to Kumara sampradaya, some of them trace back in some other way, but they're supposed to trace back. And there are those that don't trace anything, you know, they're spontaneous sampradayas that started, you know, 20 years ago or something. Nishpalamata, useless. Anything else? Okay. This next verse is a sort of a headline verse. We find it quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita and elsewhere. Etavan eva lokesmin pumsam dharma parasmitaha bhakti yogo bhagavati tannama grahanadi bhi. Devotional service, beginning with the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. Just right to the point. This is the goal of life, is to be engaged in devotional service. This is religion. The question is, well, what's religion? Somebody says, well, religion is a complex sociological phenomenon, and, blah, 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 and many people have different, there are many different ideas about religion, and blah, 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 blah. And here it's said very clearly, devotional service to the Lord. That's religion. That's actually religion. Etavan eva lokesmin pumsam, for human beings. Dharma parasmita, that's the transcendental religious principle. There may be so many mundane ideas, but on the spiritual platform, on the highest platform, bhakti yoga bhagavati, devotional service to Bhagavan, personality of Godhead. Tan nama grahanadi, beginning with nama grahan, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Any questions about that?
Why isn't it happening more and more then?
Because people aren't interested in the highest religious principles, they're interested in their religion. In Bhagavad Gita, Namam Duskrita Namudha, Prabhupada has that purport. If simply by surrendering, Mam Eva Prapadyante Mayam Etam Tarantite, one can get free from the three modes of nature, why don't all these learned and cultured leaders of human society do it? And Prabhupada comments extensively that it's because they fall in these four categories: Mudha, Naradama, Maya, Pratigana, and Vasura Bhava, Ashrita. The demonic men, fools, the asses, lowest among men. That's why. Why are people? Because, or you can say, because of their impious activities or their causeless unwillingness. Sometimes Prabhupada explains it that way. Causeless, it's so simple. We were discussing the other day. I can't say so many words. Devotees are begging their mother at the time of death, please chant Hare Krishna, please chant Hare Krishna. Just say, I can't say so many words. Time. Anything else? Namoch charana mahatmyam hare pashyata putra kaha ajami lopi yenaiva mrityu pashad amuchira. Even ajami lopi, who is such a sinful person, was able to be delivered by the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Even though he didn't know that he was chanting the holy name, the holy name is so powerful that just by chanting, even he was able to get free. The essence of these chapters is the glorification of the holy name. The holy name is so powerful, so glorious, that even a person like Ajamila became pure by chanting the holy name. Therefore, it should be understood that one is easily relieved from all sinful reactions by chanting the holy name and chanting its qualities and activities. Even if you chant improperly, your pronunciation is not so great. If you chant without offenses, you get free from all sinful reactions. And it so happened in the case of Ajami. So there's so the chapter began. How can one be freed? Not the chapter, the section began, the canto began, actually. How can these people be freed? We've heard about hellish life in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam at the end. And how will people be freed from this? And then the suggestion was made, well, through prayaschitta, through atonement, or through knowledge. But finally, the conclusion is, kevalaya bhaktya, by pure devotional service, tannama grihanadibhi, especially through the chanting of the holy name, or beginning with the chanting of the holy name, people can be purified. They can't be as purified by other methods. The superficial purification, they can get their sins wiped out, but deep down in there, there'll be sins left over. They can be, one can be fully purified by the chanting of the holy name. And there's a lot of quotations in this purport, all to the same essential effect, that there's nothing more powerful or glorious or purifying than the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Prayena Veda Taridam Nam Hajano Yam Devya Vimohita Matir Patamaya Yalam Shrayam Jori Krita Matir Madhupush Pitayam Vaitanike Matikarmani Yudjamana. But there are others. We have the Mahajans, in whose paths, footsteps we're meant to follow. And then there are other people, other sages, who are more interested in some other aspect of religious life, ritualistic ceremonies, or pious activities meant for elevation to higher planets. They can't understand this secret of devotional service because they're bewildered by the illusory energy, the mohitamatir. Their intelligence is, their minds are bewildered. Yam imam pushpitam vacham pravadanti avapaschitaha vedavadavata parta nanyadasti tigadana. They're just bewildered by all this flowery talk about heavenly sense enjoyment, the immortal heavenly planets, and so on. And so they miss the point. They miss the point of pure devotional service. They miss the opportunity to chant the holy name of the Lord and be fully purified. And Prabhupada gives a practical example of the superiority of chanting of the holy name over Vedic ceremonies. This is in the purport to 25. Regarding Vrindavan, you know that? Someone want to tell of that? Vrindavan Krishna Balaram installation, where a lot of trouble was undertaken to get the rituals done by the right Brahmins there in Vrindavan, people who would be accepted, would chant the mantras and do all the tantras and do all the things, so that the people would say yes, they did the installation in Hakka form, everything was all right, all the rituals were, it was properly done, and the temple would be accepted. Otherwise people would say no. But Prabhupada said that as far as he was concerned, the real thing was the Sankirtan. The other thing, paying some Brahmins to do the rituals, that's just to satisfy people. They want to see that there are rituals, they want to see that these ceremonies are performed, but actually the Sankirtan is everything. That's that for Prabhupada, that was the thing. He said that. How did he say it exactly? The Sankirtan and the ceremonies were both going on. The ceremonies were for persons meant for persons interested in Vedic rituals for elevation to heavenly planets, whereas the Sankirtan was meant for the pure devotees. The one time Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhu, maybe some of you know him, our Prabhupada's disciple, made a murti of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he presented it to Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, Prabhupada's godbrother. And Babaji Maharaj was staying up in a room in one holy month. And Bhakti Siddhanta brought this murti. And he looked, he was sitting on a bed there. He said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like that for half an hour. And the deity's installed. No, nothing else. Hare Kirtan. That's everything. So Prabhupada says, especially in this age of Kali, Sankirtan alone is sufficient. The members of our temple from different parts of the world simply continue Sankirtan before the deity, especially before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They will remain perfect. No need of anything else, no other performances, but to keep oneself clean in habits and mind, the deity worship and other regulative principles are required. Therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati recommended following both processes simultaneously, kirtan and deity worship. Prabhupada says, and we should continue. Both things are important. Okay? Yes?
At the installation of Radha Gokulanandan, Srila Prabhupada brought kirtan party onto the altar.
Onto the altar, yeah, circumambulating the deities. Famous installation. Okay. Therefore, Avam, Brahmishya, considering all of this, Sudhiyo, the intelligent people, Sudhi, those who have good intelligence, Bhagavat-janante, Sarvatmana Vidatate Kalupava Yoga. The intelligent people take full heartedly Sarva Atmana to the devotional service of the Lord. And such persons never come within my jurisdiction. Te me nadanda marhant arhantyata yadyamisha syat patakam tadapi hantyurugaya vada. Even if they do sometimes accidentally commit sinful acts, they are protected from sinful reactions because they're always chanting the holy name of the Lord. And again, that doesn't mean that we will take advantage of it and perform sinful activities. But even if someone unwillingly or accidentally performs some sinful act, if he's a devotee of the Lord and chanting the holy name, he'll be excused. And therefore, Yamaraj gives instructions. Don't even go near them. Don't even go near the devotees of the Lord. Those who fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord, who are equal to everyone, who are praised even by the demigods and the siddhas, don't even go near them. They're protected by the Lord. And even I and Lord Brahma, nobody can chastise them. And Prabhupada comments that if you try to chastise them, then the Lord will get on your case. He'll club you. He'll kill you with his club. So don't even go near them. Don't even go near them. They're way beyond your our jurisdiction. Tanana Yadvam Masato Vimukhan Mukunda Pararavinda Makaranda Vasad Rajasva Niskinchanai Paramahansa Kulaira Sangaira Dushtad Guhe Niriya Vartmani Vadta Trishnan. The pure devotees are always drinking the honey of the Lord's lotus feet. So stay away from them, but bring me only those people who don't like that honey, who don't like the association of the devotees, and who are simply interested in family life. Niraya Vartmani and the path to hellish existence. We find this in the third canto, in the description of adverse activities, fruitive activities by Lord Kapildev. Those who are thinking that they're just going to be happy in family life, enjoying their senses, and being the false masters of everything. They don't like the devotional service of the Lord, Vimukhacheta Sainviyarta. Maya Sukhaya Paramud Bhato Vimudha. They're averse to devotional service. They turn away from Krishna. They're after false happiness, Maya Sukha. They're great fools, Vimudha. So those persons who are bewildered because they've turned away from Krishna, it's Jadvesha Sumuttena, Dvandva Mohena Bharata. Bring me those people, but don't even try to bring the devotees here. They have they're not meant for this. Then he prays to the Lord, please forgive me for even having my. Forgive me because my men even approached Ajamil. That was a great mistake, great error. And Prabhupada comments that if the servant commits some offense, then the master is responsible for that. Like, you know, these cases where the dog bites someone, the master gets sued. So the Yamadutas are the agents of Yamaraj. They created an offense, actually, by trying to arrest Ajamil, who was ineligible for punishment because he was chanting the holy name. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnur Jagad Mangalam Anghasam Mahatam Apikauravya Vijay Kantika Niskritam. Conclusively, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord can uproot even the reactions of the greatest sins. Therefore, the chanting of the Sankirtan movement is the most auspicious activity in the entire universe. Please try to understand this so that others will take it seriously. Shrinvatam Granatam Viryan Yuddham Mani Harir Mahu Vita Sujataya Bhaktya Shudhyen Natma Vritadhi. You're not going to get the same results by performing Vedic rituals or observing vows. There's no way that one will be as purified as by chanting the holy name of the Lord. And then the same thing is again said, that those who are attached to Vedic rituals and material enjoyment may sometimes perform some ceremonies to get freed from sinful reactions, but then they can't get free. They come back and perform more sinful activities because of their material desires. In other words, it doesn't work. All of these ceremonies and rituals and all of that, it doesn't really have the effect. But if one takes to devotional service and the chanting of the holy name, one will be fully purified. So then we get to the conclusion of the chapters. The Yamadutas heard about this from Yamaraj, and since then, as soon as they see a devotee, they fear him and do not look at him again. It means the Yamadutas want nothing to do with the devotees. They've been instructed, they've been warned, and so the devotees are free from the clutches of Yamaraj. What is that in Bhagavad Gita? Name bhakta pranashati kaunteya pratijanihi. Name bhakta pranashati. This is pranashati, to be captured by Yamaraj and subjected to so much punishment. But name bhakta pranashati, a devotee will never be afflicted in that way. And that takes us to the end of the chapter. Any other questions? Yeah.
It's 13,
yes. What is that question?
In the first line, Prabhupada said, in this material world, everyone is conditioned, regardless of who he is.
Where are you?
First line.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay.
One may be a human being, then you go down, you go down. And here, sometimes you see, if you are the souls, they also come down to this material world to rescue the conditioned souls from their suffering.
No. It's like the difference between a person who's in prison and a person who's visiting the prison. It's not the same.
But sometimes they will also be affected by the people because they will have to accept their body.
Those who come, they're not even affected. Maybe it may seem like they're affected, but they're beyond these things. But they're beyond these. Superficially, it may seem, but actually, they're beyond the deep old miseries. It's described someplace in Nectar Devotion as a quotation that the pure devotee doesn't even feel the these things, because they know I'm not this body. They know I'm servant of Krishna. The person who's absorbed in Krishna consciousness is not affected. Actually, it's an exalted state. When we identify with our body, then it's even practical. When your mind is wandering, then you feel everything. Or if your mind is, you know, you get up in the morning, you say, oh, it's so cold. How many days more of the winter? I don't know if I want to take my bath, and the water is going to be cold, and then you take your bath, and every load of full of water is, you know, right? But for a person who's absorbed, like sometimes you're late. You're late for Mangalarti and you really want to get out there. You don't even have time to think about whether it's cold or what, you know, this loda get or that loda or anything. You just, because you're absorbed in thinking, I better get out there. And because you're absorbed in that kind of thought, you don't even feel what the water is or whether it's winter or how many days are left of winter before the summer comes again and how the summer was so much better and the winter is so cold. You don't even have time to think about it because you're just absorbed in thinking. Got 8 minutes to get out there. So when your mind is absorbed like that, you don't even feel it. Or another example, have you ever been, you know what a paper cut is? You know what a paper cut is? When you get cut by a piece of paper, you know, you're shuffling papers and your hand gets cut. Sometimes you're busy doing something and you get a paper cut. And when you finish the job, you realize, oh, I cut my finger. While you were doing the thing, you didn't feel anything. But when you finish the job, then you feel it. Right? Why didn't you feel it before? When you cut it, why didn't you feel it? Concentration is someplace else because you're so much absorbed in what you're doing. You know, I got to get this report out or whatever it may be. You don't even notice that you cut your finger. And then when you finish the job and your mind is free, oh. So the pure devotees, their mind is never away from the devotional service of Krishna. So they're always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So they don't even feel the paper cuts of material existence. Yeah, we say, huh? That's, you have to come to that platform, then you understand. Excuse me?
You get influenced by other people because this is true from the water. You know, when I came, I couldn't care. It was so cold, and I was only thinking, and it was always, I was always in time. And suddenly one girl said, one mother, he said, no, these days I'm not coming, it's very cold. It started influencing me. From that moment, I never came in time.
Yeah, body's made out of all these things, but they're not this body, and they know they're not this body.
They'll not feel that.
Yeah, just the ordinary person is absorbed in thinking about the pleasures and pains of this body, and the devotee is absorbed in thinking of Krishna. So Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure. The devotee is always absorbed in transcendental pleasure. And Maya, or the material energy, is the reservoir of pleasure and pain. So the materialist is always in the dualities of pleasure and pain. I like it, I don't like it, I hate it, I love it. Either, but they're both illusory. And the pure devotee is not involved in the so-called happiness or the so-called distress of this material world. Something else. Yeah, Gopal ji.
You've heard all the glories of the holy name described at the end of this chapter, and the importance of sankirtan. It would seem that within our society of devotees, it would be taken more seriously.
Yeah, so let's have sankirtan. We have 9 minutes left. We can chant. Who's leading? You're on.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaur Premanande. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande. Gopal Jai Jai. Govinda Jai.